A military spokesman in Colombo said warplanes fired at rebel bases on Wednesday after the Tamil Tigers attacked naval patrol craft in the eastern port town of Trincomalee. It was the second straight day that the military attacked the rebels in the northeast. On Tuesday, hours after a suicide bombing blamed on the rebels critically wounded the country's army commander, the military attacked Tamil Tiger bases with Air Force planes and mortars. A government spokesman warned of coordinated retaliation by the armed forces if the rebels continue to attack. The strikes are the first official military action since a 2002 ceasefire halted years of fighting and are widely seen as retaliation for the suicide attack. The rebels say the military attacks have killed at least 12 civilians. The military said at least 3 civilians were killed in overnight mortar attacks by the rebels. The spokeswoman for the European team monitoring the truce, Helen Olivesdottir, says the 2002 ceasefire is near the breaking point.
They are on the brink, and if they don't stop this violence immediately now, then we could see this country plunging back into war. There's no doubt about it.
In a televised address to the nation on Tuesday, President Mahinda Rajapakse said he did not want to return to war, but would not be cowed by bomb attacks. He said the government's desire for peace should not be mistaken for weakness. Ms. Olivesdottir says both sides appear to be squaring things up after a bout of violence that has seen nearly 100 people, including soldiers and Tamil civilians, killed in the last 2 weeks. She says the future of the battered truce hinges on a lowering of tensions.
Will they calm down and realize that you cannot square things off in such a way? Or are we going to see a further escalation in violence?
The ceasefire was reached in 2002, but the peace process has been virtually deadlocked for the last 3 years due to a series of disputes between the two sides. The rebels want an autonomous homeland in the northeast for the country's minority Tamil community, but some in Mr. Rajapakse's coalition say the Tamils have been given too many concessions already. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.